SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarita and Tarice King created the design of a limited edition of glasses for a special program by Specsavers and the Fred Hollows Foundation. Specsavers say $25 from the sale of each frame within the range will be donated towards the Fred Hollows Foundation's Indigenous Australia program to help make eye care more accessible for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And we are now joined by artist, painter, sculptor and co-creator of the design, Sarita King, to tell us more about her story, because the artwork is actually called My Country, My Story. Sarita, hello and welcome to NITV Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Going well. You know, living up in Darwin, we don't get the cold winters, so it's actually perfect and beautiful up here at the moment.
Jealous. Sarita, can you please tell us a little bit about your people, who they are and where you come from?
Yeah, sure. I'm a Gurindji Wanyi woman. So some of my family comes from out on Wave Hill Way, where on Kalkarindji land. And then some of my family comes from up Mount Isa Way near Camarwheel. But my dad grew up in Katherine and I grew up on Larrakia land here in Darwin, and that's where I live today.
Thank you. And the country has been your inspiration for a lot of your works, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Working alongside my dad before he passed many years ago, he spoke around finding inspiration, and what inspired his stories was all about human connection and the landscape that he grew up in. And he kind of pushed both of us to what drove our paintings and our inspiration. He was always very big advocate of paint what you love and paint what you know. So for me, growing up on Larrakia country and also having amazing childhood memories of some places around the territory definitely inspired my artwork through my career.
And your style is very unique. You combine traditional culture and methods of Indigenous artists, and you bring also some contemporary attitudes and new techniques. I know it's difficult to describe for a radio, but how can we imagine your works?
Our works, and I speak in our because I kind of talk for my sister as well. Our works have always tried to keep elements that my dad was really, what he found effective in his artwork, which was trying to convey a story and bring the audience into art. He loved to create depth, which he usually got through layering, texture, and very vibrant colours to kind of really capture the audience so that then we could start to engage on the story level of the piece. And I think he was pretty new wave of Indigenous artists and became quite well known for using really bold imagery of country and talking to a bit more universal stories rather than sacred stories in Aboriginal art. And his goal was to engage the audience and start those conversations. And it's something that both Therese and I keep in the front of our mind when we're painting, of how to really bring the audience in and show the beauty of our country and where we grew up, and hopefully start to connect with the audience on a level that they can understand and also put their own feelings into.
Would your sister also have a fashion line, and you created the frames for Specsavers? Is this principle something you're bringing also to the fashion, or is it even possible to bring this style or this idea behind art to fashion?
Oh, absolutely. I think when we have Aboriginal art, yes, we love to see it displayed on walls and in murals, and we're seeing it more and more in our cityscapes, but wearing Indigenous art is also a self-expression. It's an appreciation of art, not only for Indigenous individuals, but non-Aboriginal individuals, to celebrate the heritage that Australia is built on. And also, in many ways, like this collaborative with Specsavers, to highlight some of the differences that we have in our communities and being able to contribute back in a way that can have a really positive effect for our First Nations health and really help in closing that gap.
Aim is to help people who are struggling with eye care and accessing eye care. How did this collaboration came about?
I was lucky enough to do this collaboration a couple of years ago with Specsavers myself, with my artwork Lightning 2 years ago, where So when the opportunity came up again to collaborate and then to bring my sister on board and have a piece of ours work together on the frames, it became an all the more special project. So the work that Fred Hollows and Specsavers have been doing together, this is their 13th special range coming out that gives that $25 back to Indigenous eye healthcare through the Fred Hollows Foundation. And really, it just came from the need to get First Nations people that proper health, eye health care, whether it be on country or transporting them to major cities, to get some of these eye conditions that really don't exist in the rest of Australia looked at, and to bring up that standard of care. And, you know, Fred Hollows is an amazing foundation that works with partners on the ground. And this time around, I was really, really lucky to hear some people from those organisations speak and to hear what a contribution from Fred Hollows actually does for their communities and for their businesses in delivering that amazing care to those rural communities.
And my last question, who are the frames for? Who do you imagine wearing them?
The best thing about the frames actually this year, and I believe last year, is they've actually come out in 4 styles. So you've not only got the range of being able to wear stunning that have like a metal frame, but also a really bright and vibrant bold frame, because that's what the artwork is like. It's really bright and vibrant. So there's like one, it suits every face shape, which I found out when I was, and my sister and I were fitting them, because we have very different face shapes, but there was a style that suited us both. And then it goes across the sunnies and the readers. So it's really nice that it's very broad in which face shape it will suit, because they've got 4 of those frames available. But it's also really, as much as the artwork is quite bold, there are also different configurations where it is nice and subdued, like in the reader. So I would envisage not only young people wearing them, but I could imagine older people really embracing the imagery and really loving it and rocking it as well. So I am hoping to see them on a whole range of people. I know that all my friends have rushed out to get them. And ultimately, where it's really nice to see that contribution go back into community and really making a difference in a really cool way.
Sarita, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us about this project and about your artwork called My Country, My Story, and partnering with Specsavers and the Fred Hollows Foundation.
No worries. Thank you, guys. And I hope you guys head in store and have a look at the frames and find one that suits your face.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.